COVID-19 hospital worker, when will they test staff? An NHS health professional, when are they going to test frontline staff? This has been the question across the hospital all weekend, and is it any wonder? We feel we are being put in danger. Yes, we have personal protective equipment, PPE, but it's being rationed. In R&D, query COVID-19 patients walk down to X-ray wearing a thin surgical mask. A member of staff performs a chest X-ray with a yellow apron, mask, and gloves. When staff go up to the intensive care unit with the confirmed cases, we get the full gear, full sleeves, proper masks, hat and visor, with separate entrances in and out to decontaminate. Colleagues from elsewhere in Europe say back home, PPE is worn with every patient, as the virus is in the community, but not here. We are currently emptying out patients to the local Spire private hospital, and wards now stand empty ready for the influx, but do we have the staff to look after them? All departments have numbers of staff having to self-isolate at home. Many are cancelling annual leave to fill uncovered shifts. But staff who have underlying conditions are still expected to come to work, with ineffective arrangements, just not to work on the front line. And the recently retired make contact, afraid they will be forced to return despite age and underlying conditions. We must oppose the Tories introducing draconian policing methods for hospital staff and other workers. And we demand again, when will they test staff? This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 24th of March 2020, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.